Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? Well, we had a very serious incident take place in the sixth race at Tampa Bay Downs last Saturday on April 4th. Jockey Jose Ferrer, one of my favorite jockeys, consummate veteran professional rider, had a very, very close call in a spill that originated with an incident at the starting gate. The sixth race on Saturday was a maiden claiming affair for fillies that are three-year-olds at a mile and a 16th coming out of the turf chute. Ferrer was riding number 7, Ship of Fools. He was bet down to favoritism at $1.80 to $1. And at the start, according to the chart, Ship of Fools was bumped by the filly on her inside, number 6, Kiona. And she was forced out into the 5 path. Then, as Ferrer was struggling to stay in the irons and keep control, they were moving into the clubhouse turn, and she was bumped again by number 10, She's the Rage. Then they were in heavy traffic as they exited the clubhouse turn and approached the back stretch. And Ferrer was unseated and thrown to the turf. Then his filly, Ship of Fools, ran with no rider and continued to run with the pack. A very, very dangerous situation indeed. One of the most dangerous situations in horse racing when you have a loose horse in the middle of a race running unguided in between the other riders who are riding lights out to try to get to the winner's circle first. Very, very dangerous situation, racing fans, if you've ever seen it in person. And I was watching this race very closely because it was our race of the day on Radio St. Pete. We were broadcasting it live. And on top of that, I had bet a few dollars on Ferrer's mount, Ship of Fools, and I was watching the proceedings very closely, as you can imagine. And luckily, after the end of the race, which was only a minute or two later, we heard jockey Ferrer was okay and under his own power. Track announcer Jason Beam made the announcement, and everybody breathed a sigh of relief. But that doesn't always turn out that way. Horse racing is one of the most dangerous endeavors I think there is. And many jockeys have been disabled or even lost their lives from racing mishaps. Racing fans of a certain age will certainly remember the case of veteran rider, the late Mike Venezia, who lost his life in a racing accident at Belmont back on October 13th, 1988. Venezia was coming down the back stretch. I believe it was a 6-furlong race. They came out of the gate and they were about halfway down the back stretch in a very tightly organized pack. And Venezia's mount took a bad step and he fell to the racetrack, and he was run over by another horse, and he was killed instantly. And it's a tragedy, and it can happen in this sport, and every jockey knows it. Another example, more recent, is Tampa Bay Down fans may or may not know this. Ronnie Allen Jr., who has been a fan favorite at Tampa Bay Downs for decades. He was a leading rider for a few years back in the 80s, and everybody, including myself, was a fan of Ronnie Allen Jr. because he always gave every mount 110% of his effort. Ronnie Allen Jr. was in a serious spill at Presque Isle Downs last fall, and he is now disabled. He is confined to a wheelchair, and he's in a visiting a rehab facility to try to regain his mobility, and it's a very, very serious thing, and it's the downside of the sport, actually. The only good thing I could say about the incident last Saturday at Tampa was both athletes, Human and Equine, escaped unscathed. Many times in a spill like this, the horses go down and are injured, or the jockeys are injured, and it's not a very nice thing to happen at all, ladies and gentlemen. And we should all remember that when we think about jockeys. Many people blame the jockey when the horse doesn't win. And jockeys are humans, they're athletes, they can make mistakes, but most of them are consummate professionals, and they do what they do every day, and they do give it 100% effort. And it's one of the toughest jobs in America. And also, veteran jockeys, like the late Mike Venezia and Jose Ferrer, are known for helping out the younger jockeys because it's such a dangerous occupation. Even though a jockey goes through training and he's a good rider and he's an athlete and he's been around horses all, you know, for many years and all of those kind of things, the older, more experienced jockeys look after the younger jockeys, much like in other dangerous professions, maybe like being a firefighter or a policeman or a mountain climber. The younger participants benefit from the advice and the actually, you know, looking after them by the older persons. Also, while I highlight the hazards of being a jockey, we have to give a shout out to those professionals that protect jockeys as best they can. The assistant starters, who are the gate crew who load the horses in, and the outriders who are on the track guiding the racehorses and on the lookout for a loose horse, these people are expert horsemen and horsewomen, one and all. And I always like to say the gate crew and the outriders try to prevent mishaps from happening, and they keep incidents from becoming accidents, and they keep accidents from becoming tragedies. And I've seen many times when a jockey gets thrown and a horse runs away at full gallop, the outriders, rodeo style, will run that horse down and grab him with one hand while leaning out of the saddle and restrain the horse at 40 miles an hour. And that is a feat, ladies and gentlemen. And that goes on at the racetrack every day. And just remember, the gate crew and the outriders are the unsung heroes, along with the jockeys, of the whole game. They make the game go and they keep it going. And while we're talking about jockeys, let's talk about the new jockey at the track, Gadiel Martinez, who is making the most of his first season at Tampa Bay Downs. He was awarded the Martin's Italian Restaurant Jockey of the Month Award the other day. And it's his first full season at Tampa Bay Downs, and it's been an enjoyable experience, he says, so far. The 27-year-old native of Puerto Rico, he's just outside the top 10 in the standings with 14 wins. But four of those wins came in the last 2 weeks, enough to earn him the Martin's Italian Restaurant Jockey of the Month. And as I said before, racing fans, Martin's Italian Restaurant is a well-known eatery in the Oldsmar area, a very short distance from the racetrack on Tampa Road. And they do support racing at Tampa Bay Downs with the Trainer and Jockey of the Month Awards, and we are very grateful for their support of Thoroughbred Racing in Oldsmar. And when asked about his life at Tampa Bay Downs, Martinez says, "I'm having fun at Tampa this season. It's my first full season here, and I'm happy with the business we're building as the meet has gone on." Martinez began his career in 2019 at Camarero Racecourse in Puerto Rico before coming to Gulfstream Park that summer. The last several years, he's been a regular near the top of the standings at Presque Isle Downs in Pennsylvania. He's been third in the standings the last four seasons up there, each time just behind perennial leaders Pablo Morales and Antonio Giardo. And they're both top jockeys at Tampa Bay Downs. And actually, just a few weeks ago, Pablo Morales retired from the saddle. And Morales was well known for winning a race at Tampa Bay Downs and then retiring after that. He made up his mind that he'd had enough of the game, and we do wish him the best of luck. He was a very talented rider. Now, Martinez plans once again to head to Presque Isle Downs at the conclusion of the Tampa Bay Downs season. So we wish him luck in his successful career. Tampa Bay Downs has been known as a proving grounds for young jockeys. It's a very competitive jockey colony. Many jockeys struggle to even get mounts, never mind to get to the winner's circle. However, some famous jockeys have come from Tampa Bay Downs. I would think the most famous would be Julie Crone, who, in my book, is probably the greatest female rider of all time. And she was probably one of the top jockeys of her era in the 80s and 90s, no matter what gender. And Julie Crone started out at Tampa Bay Downs in the early 70s as an apprentice jockey. I think she was still a teenager, and she went on to national prominence and won big stakes races and was a mainstay at Belmont and Saratoga and rode at Churchill Downs and big races all over the country. So we wish Gadiel Martinez a very good career. And racing fans are reminded, we're getting down to the precious few racing days left. We have about 16 racing days left. Closing day will be first weekend in May on Sunday, the day after the Kentucky Derby. Racing will be held at Tampa Bay Downs every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there's plenty to do at the Downs, even when there are days with no live racing. We have poker, we have a golf practice and instruction facility, and we have a simulcast wagering area. You can watch and wager on some of the best racetracks across the country. Air-conditioned comfort, free parking, free admission, food and beverage service is available. You can live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races always.